We are back. We are back. Sorry about that dead air. We were just talking about dead air, and then I unplugged something. It's weird that it went dead. I just unplugged the... well, anyways. Sorry about that dead air. We're back on the air, I assume. Will you text me if you can hear me? Can hear me now? I forget what I was talking about. The Fez Fatale band. Okay, and then Jenda Bones texted and said, "Did you end up watching Coffee and Cigarettes? Besides the Jack White, Meg White skit, which is good, my favorites are the Kate Blanchett skit and the Alfred Molina, Steve Coogan skits, which are the best. Bangkok has sex right in the name. Come on, Bangkok." Yeah, it's true. I mean, Bangkok was, I mean, yeah, it's a famous, like, you know, sex city. But I bet AP knows the classy places to go. I did not end up watching Coffee and Cigarettes like I said I was going to after last week's show, because I was like, I don't know, I was preoccupied with my thought. So I was last week, my dad, who's 84 years old, just to update everybody on my life, he got a hip replacement, and I was like, I volunteered to be the one to like help him. And I felt like it was really important because he's 84. He's a very tall man. He used to be 6'8", but now he's like 6'6" now, but he's a big guy. And so, I just knew he was going to need help recuperating from this surgery. And so, I was there for 2 weeks. I stayed with him, and he, when he would wake up at night, the other thing is his wife needs help too. So it was like staying with two people who needed help a lot in the middle of the night. And, so I wasn't sleeping that much, I guess. That's why I didn't watch Coffee and Cigarettes. I just would like go to sleep instead of watching a movie or something. We watched the U.S. Open, tennis matches. That's what we watched last week. Tall Tim says, "No fezzes, but I too saw the banana ping pong show in Bangkok way back then. By the way, baboon does have the word boon in it." Like boondoggle, you mean? Boon. Yeah. yeah. When you went to see the show, did it say like at the end there was going to be a girl with baboon show? Because that we got totally boondoggled on that. Okay. Let me read this other text that came from, J Hops. Okay. J Hops has been trying to text the show, but, for some reason his texts haven't gone in either. So I do want to say to people, if you're having that problem, if you text the show 971-220-5979, I will definitely read your text message. Like that, I don't like censor any messages or anything unless there's too much profanity or something. I guess some texts aren't going through. I'll ask what's going on to the X-ray people. But, if you want to get your text in is follow us on Instagram and send a message to our Instagram account. It's Sex, Drugs, Basketball Radio Show. you can just message me there and I'll read those texts over the radio too. So J-Hop says, "Hey Arthur, there is definitely something wrong. I'm still not able to text in and I wonder if others are having the same problem." I'm wondering that too. I mean, texts are coming in, so it's selective if that's happening. But please just send in a text and see if you can test out whether the text is working for you. 971-220-5979. That's 971-220-5979. I've had actually a couple people have had this experience where they wrote down the wrong number. Somehow they got the wrong number for texting into the show, and then they sent in like a sex story or a drug story or some sort of like spicy text to the wrong number, and they've had like strange, weird interactions. So I think someone's smoking a clove cigarette out here. I smell that. I like the smell of clove cigarettes. I hear they're not very good for you, but it smells good. Okay. Denver Dan texting in. Good to hear from you, Denver Dan. I saw some mutual friends of ours this week in Vermont. Denver Dan says, Arthur, I'm going to get X-Ray FM to pay me $2 million, but then I'm going to send $1 million to you to hire Pizza Johnny as a consultant. No problem. No one will find out. What Denver Dan is talking about is, and this is actually something I was meaning to talk about on this radio show, is if you don't follow the NBA closely, you probably haven't heard this story, but it's a big story in the NBA world. Is that Kawhi Leonard, the basketball player, a star player, there's this big corruption charge at, against the Los Angeles Clippers, who this was a while ago that they recruited him to play for them. Was it 10 years ago? It was quite a while ago. They and one of the things they did was this really underhanded deal. So there's a salary cap, so you can only pay out so much money to all of your players. But they wanted to pay Kawhi Leonard more, like go above the salary cap. And so they figured out this way. They just had him get like this consultancy deal with these corporations that they had some sort of relationship with. And he got paid $10 million for doing absolutely nothing. Basically, it was a way to like circumvent the rules. And the Clippers got a huge penalty for doing this. It just came out recently this week. They're losing all draft picks, first round draft picks for the next 5 years, which is a really, those draft picks are really important assets for trades and just getting new players. So it really is going to, and Steve Ballmer's not allowed to go to any NBA games for a year, and which is a big penalty for this guy. He's like a billionaire. He also has to pay $30 million, but I think that's like paying like $3,000 to most people or something. It's not a meaningful fine for him. $3,000 is a meaningful fine to a lot of people. It's like paying $30. The reason Denver Dan is bringing this up especially is that it turns out that he works for one of the corporations that was involved with this whole like corruption scandal. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one who masterminded the whole thing. So Denver Dan, I hope you're not facing any consequences for all this. Okay. This is Tall Tim says, no, Baboon and I had little money to spare as a hippie kid just coming from Nepal. Oh, sorry. I just read that totally wrong. I mean, I read the words that you wrote, but the emphasis was all wrong. I was like, no, Baboon and I had little money, like as if it was you and you were with someone named Baboon and you had little money. But what you meant to say was no, Baboon, comma, and I had little money to spare as a hippie kid just coming from Nepal. So you didn't see the baboon and you had little money to spare as a hippie kid. Yeah. We were kind of like backpacker. There were a lot of people. When I went to Bangkok, it was in the 90s, and there were a lot of people like putting on backpacks and going around Thailand at the time. And what was really popular was going to the islands in the south. And I think it still is. And then you try to, there were certain islands. There was this one island, I think it was called Koh Tao, that like you go to Koh Samui. It's like you had to take a couple different ferries to get there. So it wasn't for like the people that only had like, you know, they were just down there for like a week and they, you know, it was for people who were backpacking and like had like months that they were, actually we were only there for a month. So, but anyways, we went to that island and you could get like a little hut on the beach for the equivalent. People would say that you could get a hut for $1 a night. That wasn't really true unless you maybe negotiated like a monthly rate. But it was like $3 or $4 a night. Like it was really quite cheap, and it was like a hut on the beach and a beautiful beach. And you could also get mushroom tea at the cafes, and it was very hippie friendly. And it was fun. It was really nice. Okay. This is a text from Genderbones saying, what is J-Hops doing now that he's not driving a radio cab? Yeah, that's a good question, J-Hops. If you're listening, I'm so sorry that your text messages weren't coming through, but I'm looking actively at the Instagram messages. So if you send a message through there, I'll read it out loud. And I don't know why your texts aren't going through. I'm going to find out. But that was the big news last week, was that J-Hops had retired from driving his radio cab, and he took another job. So he's not retired totally, but oh my God, Emily Hempson's here. I had a feeling Emily was going to show up. I was hoping you would. Oh yeah, I didn't have time to set up the microphone yet. I'm going to take a break and we'll get you going. okay, J-Hops, if you're listening, tell me what you are doing. Tell us about what you're doing. We're interested. Okay, let me read this text from Liesl. It says, Liesl, you read God and Sex, right? Yes, I did. I did read God and Sex. Did we not talk about that? That is a book by our friend John Raymond, who came on the show. I liked the book quite a bit. I thought it got better and better, which is usually books I feel like they start strong and then they kind of peter out. This one actually I felt like was the opposite. I was a little worried about it in the beginning because he kept talking about the writing a book. It was like a book about writing a book, and I was like, I don't know if I can read a book about writing a book, but that's not actually what it was about. Then it got. And the main character's name was Arthur. That was what I needed to say. I didn't feel like he was me. I was wondering if it was based on me, but I didn't feel like it was. okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to set Emily Hempson up with a microphone. And we always love to play bands that are playing in town this week. There's a couple interesting bands that are playing. I'm going to play this. So there's this band Spiderling. I don't know much about them, but I just like their name a lot. And they're playing at Turn tomorrow night with a bunch of bands. Juna Driver, My Veronica, Key Smash. But this is I believe is a Portland band called Spiderling. And they're playing tomorrow night at Turn.
it and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Baby, just use your mind.
Okay, hello, 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 hello. We are back. We had a wild break there. Sorry, I don't know why I was playing Dolly Parton all of a sudden. Earlier, that was Spiderling playing the song "Bout," and Spiderling is playing tomorrow night at Turn Turn Turn. And Emily Hansen is here.
Hello.
Let me turn up your mic here. Say that again. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So Emily showed up, and I hadn't set up any of the. Any other microphone, because I was a little bit late arriving here to Slingshot Lounge, and then also I wasn't entirely sure if anyone was going to show up tonight, because it was kind of like I hadn't told anyone I was showing up. I just got back in town, and so I was like, maybe I don't even need to set up the second mic, but then Emily showed up.
Of
good
course,
to see
reliably.
You. We were just catching up and talking, and she...
And then I spilled a whole glass of water on the table.
So during that break, this, like, full glass of water came cascading across the table, and I had all the radio equipment sitting on the table. So I picked it all up, and then Emily ran and got a towel and wiped it up, and we kept the broadcast going.
Incredible.
Like, the number of times I've had dead air on this show for, like, some little weird thing, like somebody bumped into a cord or I hit a button wrong. And this time we spilled a full glass of water on the table and had to pick everything up and move it. And we didn't even lose the broadcast. So
quick instincts.
Yep. Let me say, you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. As well as on the coast at 91.7 and Manzanita and Wheeler and Rockaway, Nehalem. Shout out to our coastal listeners. This is X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. And if you're listening on Thursday, September 3rd, 2026, this is a live broadcast of this show. I just got a text from, I think this is Gold Gay. I think Gold Gay, said, you cut off Dolly, bro. Hi, AB. Yeah, sorry I cut off. I didn't mean to cut off Dolly, but we played Dolly last week, and then, you know, that just came up. And then Gold Gay says, Emily, is she still being a gay, dude and having meaningless empty sex with the hot guy that she likes to, that likes to film them? Good question.
Yeah.
Getting right to it.
I feel like meaningless and empty just feels a little sadder than it is. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. You know, sometimes we have to take a break because I am more on the side of it being meaningless and empty than the other person. So
wait, you are more
like it will be, it's like, yeah, we've been sleeping together for a long time. So he's like, it's too, recently we didn't see each other for a while. Cause he was
okay.
Like, it's too much for him to continue.
He wanted more meaning.
Like, I guess. Yes. I mean, yes, we don't really, but we still don't really know each other. So I think that's a weird part of it. But yeah, he just was sort of like, I need time to like figure out my things. Cause it's like, it's not meaning. I mean, it's meaningless, but it's like fun meaningless. It's like intense meaningless, you know? I don't know. I sound like a psychopath, I think, a little when I say this. I do have feelings as a person. This scenario is very particular.
What? So just for listeners who aren't familiar with this story, give us a quick like rundown of this relationship.
I just, you know, have like a man that I occasionally have sex with who is just like, we only have sex with each other. And it's like very fun sex. It's like, he has like outfits that he sends out for me to wear or mails to my house that I
really?
Wear.
Really? He mails them?
Or he gets them sent to my house, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're not like, this sounds like very fancy. It's not something like, I'm not getting gowns. They're just like, you know, like sort of trashy laundry, you know, whatever, a myriad of things. And yeah, he sends them to my house and then I have to show up in them. And then, yeah, he films us having sex. and then sends me stuff and I watch them. But like, you know, you kind of sort of, I'm now like fine with it, but you know, but it also, I guess, is sent through an AI filter. So, you know, AI me is so hot.
So that is, that's the, I mean, yeah, I love this whole story of this guy. What, how did you meet him again?
Unhinged.
Like, Unhinged. Yeah. Okay.
But seemed very much not this. Seemed very, like, I thought would be very boring. But I was like, I don't know. Just at the time I thought, this would be fun.
What was his, like, pitch? Like, was, like, Unhinged, did he say, like, I want to have, like, this strictly sexual relationship?
No, profile was silly on there. No one was like, I feel like that was just a realization where it was like, we're both disgusting people. And then he had, like, so many mirrors in his bedroom. And I was like, this is incredible. You know, so that part of it,
okay,
I think, is the, was the draw. But no, before that, I think, you know, I was really bad on Hinge. I would like message with people and then forget. And so I think he just like sort of he came back around and messaged me one night when I was out and I was like, oh, I'll go meet up with this man. And he ordered a bottle of beer at a bar and I thought, I think I hate him. And then.
Just because he ordered a bottle
of
beer?
Like, it felt weird. It was just like, why is this? You know when you're like, you judge people on such a small thing when you don't know them? And I was like, this is your thing? I feel
self-conscious now because I feel like I would order a bottle. What's wrong with a bottle of beer?
You can order a bottle of beer. It was just, I don't know. At the time, it just was so, it was so specific. And I thought, why isn't it just getting like, it was like a Budweiser in a bottle. Can't you just get like a, I know.
Like if you get a beer in a glass, is that okay?
Or
like, it's the bottle that you don't like.
I think at the time, he just seemed like someone who was going to be particular about things. And he is, but it's working in my favor. You know what I mean? Like, I think if we dated, that would be awful. But I think in our scenario, it's.
Your scenario is like, he sends you a text and says, like, how do you set up your dates?
How do we set up? I like that we call them dates. He will message me on Telegram, which
on
is
Telegram.
Crazy, that's where he sends me videos and photos. And so I'm always like, and I'll message him, but it's like a nice thing where I'm just I feel like this makes me sound like a bad person.
No,
I just,
not at all.
You know, he'll message me and be like, what are you doing? Like later. I mean, I only see him like after the hours of like 9 p.m., maybe 10, maybe 11. Maybe I saw him at midnight. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. And we've been sleeping together for like 2 years.
I think it sounds like fantastic. I mean, he must be pleased about that. But what, he's the one who wanted to take the break though.
Yes, and I think it's more of, okay, this is maybe more fucked up. I shouldn't even be telling people this, but I am like, is that like, oh my God, I swear.
It's okay. It was mild.
Part of me is like, is this a bad idea? No, it's fine. I don't think he's going to listen to this. But like, we don't know each other in a personal way, really. We like have great fun. Like, I can say things, but I don't really talk like a real person until after we have sex anyway, because I just have too many things to say out of my face. And he will say like, my friend is like, this is crazy. He'll tell me he loves me while we have sex. And I will say it back because I do, in the moment, love him. You know, I'm like, I think love is a really insane word that we use for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, sure, I feel this right now.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's like very intense. I just don't leave feeling elsewhere. It's like just then in this like pocket of time. Like, I love having sex with him. But I know we would not love each other. Do you know what I mean? And so, I think that can be confusing because like he will date people and they think it just like complicates things. But you know, I'm irresistible.
Let me go to some text messages. I love hearing about this relationship. It sounds,
unhealthy?
I think it sounds kind of healthy I mean, I guess it depends. I mean, at a certain point in your life, I think it sounds fine. It's like you two have like pared it down to what is essential and like, then you're just like, okay, see you later.
Yeah.
And So it seems.
And yeah. I do feel a fondness for him. I don't know. I told my friend, I was like, you just said you loved barbecue food. So it's okay for me to say that back. I do. Yes. I think for me, it's great. It just exists, you know, like I've said on this show many times, I'm a very horny person. It's nice to have. And I do think maybe we like complicate everything and create, you know, we ask a lot of like one person and I just like, this just exists as this, you know, and it's like, and I can do everything else I want to do.
Would it be really weird if like you were at a party and he came walking in or like he came, what if he came to one of your stand up shows or has he ever done that?
Has he never come? I would be okay if he came, but he would have to like, I mean, I wouldn't like throw me off. I think that I like do feel comfortable enough around him. I mean, it would be wild. And then I would want it. And then I wouldn't be able to stop talking about it. Do you know what I mean? My problem is I think I can't stop.
If he like came in, what if he like came in? What if he came to one of your stand-up shows and then like afterwards like went over to you and was like, that was really great. And like sat next to you and put his arm around you. Would you be like, this is weird and inappropriate?
No, I'd be fine with it. You know, he's in a band and I did actually go to a show of his, like kind of for the end of it. And he was like, he's a great guy. He was like, I dedicate this song to my friend Emily. And I have no idea what the song was about, but, or what song it was at the
time.
Was
he the singer?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was like kind of punk band, not great. I was like, I don't know what I'm listening to. Entirely.
Is he like employed? Like what?
Yeah, he has like a real job.
He has a real job.
He sells things.
Okay.
Yeah. But like not door to door, cause that's what I assume when I say that for some reason, which is insane. Uh-huh. Why am I thinking of door? What? Yeah, he works in sales for something that he's told me about. Uh-huh. I think it involves electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has he ever had like a relationship that involves like a more traditional relationship?
Yes. He was married for like 7 years.
Okay.
And then, They did include another person into their relationship toward the end. And obviously that did not work out. So I think he is more like kind of free things. But like he's also just like a pervert. You know what I mean? In the like fun way. I feel like we use pervert in a really derogatory way in America. I'm always like, a pervert is better. You know, like a British pervert is way better than an American one. Just like I'm just trying to defend the word pervert, because I'm like, I'm kind of one. But yes, he was married, which I don't know.
Well, so then I do feel like if he's I feel like that when I said I thought it was healthy, I do think that's the case. If he's been married, like he knows what he wants, you know, it's not like, I don't know. And if it's working for you.
And I mean, that's the thing. I've just made it work for me. I've basically created a situation that I like. But that's fine. Recommend it for everyone.
This is Denver Dan, is talking about this description of your relationship. He says, just like that glass of water, it's meaningless and empty.
Yep.
Because your glass
Everything
of water is
Everything in
empty.
My life is meaningless and empty.
Then he said, it's the shimu of sex.
What does that mean?
I was going to ask you, what's Shimu?
It sounds like Timu, but not.
Shimu? Is Shimu, what is that? It's a brand, like a sort of fast fashion brand?
I think that's Shein or Timu. Wait, is it a combo?
I know. Tell us what you mean by
explain,
that, Denver Dan.
Please.
Says, I have a question for Emily.
Okay.
Why couldn't the cop arrest the bar owner who was going down on a lady right on top of the bar?
Why not?
Because he had a liquor license. Why couldn't the cop arrest the bar owner who was going down on a lady right on top of the bar? Because he had a liquor license.
Felt like you were stuck in the logic of the first part. Yeah, the whole me thing, too. Why is he doing this?
It was just a little complicated, the scenario, to get to liquor license.
Like this guy is like, I'm a bar owner.
But couldn't it just be... Couldn't it just be like, why couldn't the cop arrest the guy who was going down on a lady?
There's a lot going on.
It has to be
this.
A bar owner right on top of the bar. I think that...
I think he's an irresponsible bar owner, number one. Let's get that out of the way, you know? And then the cop comes in. What else is he doing?
Yeah.
Probably serving underage kids, so he should get arrested for something else.
Okay, this is Goldgay said, I wish I could come hang out with you two, but I got to get up super early to feed a couple of sweet cats and then go out to Beaverton to walk some dogs and then back to Portland for more dog walking. Wow. So this is Goldgay, who is a professional house and pet sitter and lives in his vehicle when he's not doing this, but he's so good at his job of house and pet sitting that most of the time he doesn't sleep in his vehicle. And then there's a picture of the cats. Is that two cats? Yeah. Or three cats?
I know, it looked like it was three, but there's, I think
they're looking at a, they're looking out a window.
They look menacing, frankly, in this photo.
Cool, good. Then Pizza Johnny says, Kinky is using a feather. Perverted is using the whole chicken.
I like them.
Good one.
So perverted is much cooler.
The whole chicken. Liesl says, Spiderling is good music for sexy skin time. Ooh. Wait, isn't Emily's F-boy situation not the ideal situation? Besides all the talking, that is, I think Emily is the extro version of me.
Yeah, agreed. It is. I think it's the best situation. I think we need to be more.
And then there's a part that it says, don't read on air, so I won't. It's if you send a text and then you say, don't read on air, and then you write stuff, I'll try to remember not to read on air, but sometimes it's hard not to do that. But in this case, I won't do it.
It does seem like that was some, like, terrible secret that you, like, had to keep and it wasn't read on.
Just be aware that, like, there's a chance I'll read it on air by accident. So, I think it was. Okay, so this is Denver Dan says, Shimo is a combo of the fast fashion mail order trend. He sends her costumes. I see, Shimo. I guess he could send her a cow costume and ask her to Shimo.
I mean, honestly, I would wear a cow costume. Why not? Come on, if he was like, that's what I'm into, I'd be like, I love a good costume.
So all, but the outfits that you get sent are generally just
are
like
from like Shein. Yeah. So, there's all different things. You know, like I said, there's just like a variety of things, but none of them are like animals or real costumes.
What if you got the costume and it was like a chicken
thrilled.
Costume?
I'd be so excited. I have a lot of just like animal costumes in my home already. So this would be like a nice, I should show up in one of those because sometimes he'll be like pick and I'm like, can you just make a decision? I don't know what you're doing. It's like swimsuits, you know, it's like fishnet. Things and like lingerie, and from like Shein, they're not nice things, you know.
So if when he sends it to you, then you put it on like it's under your outfit, and then you get there and you like how does it work? And then you walk it.
He's like a jacket.
You wear a jacket, and then
and hope I'm not going to be pulled. Then I'd be like, I think this whole thing has just made me very like shameless. I think in a lot of ways, like I do think if I was pulled over, I would not care either. You know, like whatever. I just doesn't matter in the way I think I used to think anything mattered. And so yeah, I'll wear it under a jacket or you know. Depends, but normally just like a coat. I do wonder what my neighbors think of me because I'm always leaving late at night for like comedy and then I'm leaving in like, I don't know, a jacket in the summertime. parka.
And then, so then is he waiting in the bedroom in the, or does he answer the door?
No, I go into his house. I smoke outside normally. And then I go in.
Smoke weed outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, because sex is better when you're high. Like 100%. I think why even have sex if you're not high? That's my take on it. Life changing. And I'll smoke and then I'll go in and he'll be like in the shower. Like he's always very clean when I get there. But, and then I will, if the outfit is at his house, I'll go put it on in this one bathroom and he'll be in his bedroom that has a bathroom. Although recently he's been like building things. I'm always like, this man could be building a bomb. And I would just be like, it's fine. But he's been like decorating. So we've been in like different rooms, but there's always a red light in whatever room we're going into.
A red light.
Yeah. Red light is the move.
And he has a camera set up. And
he doesn't always film us. No, he doesn't like, I mean, honestly, if he did, I'd be like, it's fun too. No, he like will take his phone out and like take photos, but not always. I'm trying to think. I feel like maybe last time I was there, he didn't take out a camera, but maybe.
Okay. I just, you know, I'm an admirer of this relationship. This is, this says, for those seeking a simpler setup, what's the closest distance between two points?
What?
A tight sweater.
I don't get that one.
2 points, I guess. Like, oh, if you pointy nipples.
Oh, it's a nipple. Nipple reference. I was thinking buttons, but no.
The closest distance. It's still, the logic isn't quite there, though.
Yeah, exactly. It took us too long.
It's something about 2 points.
Are you making these up, or are you getting them from like an old joke book some guy gave you?
I feel like these are
five.
I feel like these are, and I give them higher points because I feel like they were written, they're like created by the texter, but
which then I'd say that's impressive because I just watched a lot of people not have any punchlines to their jokes. So
Pizza Johnny says fishnet body stockings make a good gift because they're really cheap and you can remove them with a pair of scissors.
I've never had one removed with a pair of scissors, but really? I will remember this.
Have you ever had the fishnet and then like you rip the fishnet to like,
you know what, I don't feel maybe once. But not the whole thing. No, I feel like these suits come home intact. It feels like a lot of work to then just like take them off. You know what I mean?
You don't reuse the outfits?
Oh, I do reuse them sometimes. Yeah, I just like have like a drawer now of like just things. I don't know. It's like when I was a kid and I had a dress up thing, except it's not like a clown outfit. It's just outfits I have to wear under a jacket.
Okay. This, and so, by the way, if we're talking to Emily Hempson, who is a comedian about town here in Portland, you just came from a open mic, right?
Yes.
How did it go tonight?
It was fine. I've just been all day, I'm dog sitting for my parents, so I have two dogs, and I think no one should ever be outnumbered by dogs, so I was kind of losing my mind, so I feel like I came in with some surprising wild energy.
Wild energy.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's good.
Let me read. So you said you were a little confused about what this communication I was saying over the radio here is that people have been sending messages through our Instagram account saying that when they try to text the text line, their texts aren't going through. And if that is happening to you, I would like to know. I will let X-Ray know that this is happening. Some texts are coming through. The text line is 971-220-5979. AP is sending a text message. Well, he's texting from Bangkok. We do have a listener in Bangkok. It's true.
And
he's sending it through Instagram because he's in Bangkok, actually, not because of any issue with, I guess he said it costs too much or something. But he says Telegram is a good search for porn sites. Well, that did remind me.
Interesting.
I had never been on Telegram until recently. I didn't really know much about it, but I'll just lay it out. I was in Los Angeles and I was buying drugs in Los Angeles. Yeah. And I asked my friend like if he could hook me up, and he was like, yes, but you have to go on Telegram and negotiate over Telegram. So I got the app and got on Telegram to get in touch with this drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I did the thing where it let people know I was on Telegram, and all of my like shady friends that I know sent me messages and be like, they were like, you're either buying drugs or like hiring a prostitute right now. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm buying drugs. That's what's happening.
There's no other use for that
what,
app.
That's what it's at. The entire like app exists to buy drugs and sell sex or something. Yeah. Or like for, in your case, to set up like
to be sent rendezvous. Porn of myself, actually. That's
why I
have
porn of you, yeah. So it's like a porn and drugs like app.
Yeah.
Is what Telegram is.
I'm always like ashamed when I'm like opening it in public, because it was like the only thing for some reason that like vibrates on like my watch, and I'll be like, oh no, did anyone see this? Like, what do I look like I'm doing? But Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's just a lot of videos with red lights.
Okay. All right. Well, we've been talking with Emily Hempson. And, let me go to the Instagram site to read the text that, because I know that AP and J-Hops have been trying to text in here. So AP said, Emily, from one perv to another, yeah. What do you search for on the hub?
I knew that was coming.
Or Brazzers. He said, or Brazzers.
Brazzers comes up, though, on a Pornhub search. You know, like, isn't that Brazzers, one of their, like...
Yeah, that's like the I feel like it's like the hardcore site.
Oh.
I'm looking for my glasses so I can read these, like, little text messages that are on the... I have some here. Do you want to answer that question?
Do I want to answer that question? I have like a whole joke about this because I talk about how I still do. This is true. It's like I will occasionally just masturbate to like the GIF versions of the videos because I don't want to open them and I just want to see, you know, enough. I used to ask people that like before I'd sleep with them. I'd be like, tell me what you search for. And I feel like I would just be... shame myself. You know, I would just say things. So I'm like, what do I mean, I feel like all the basic ones, you know, I'll look up a gangbang. Come on. Who wouldn't?
A gang. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm trying to think of what I should say on the radio. I keep forgetting that this is like maybe.
Yeah. You don't have to answer. I mean, you can decline.
What about you, Arthur?
I was thinking the same question because this came up earlier. This was AP's.
I heard
subject.
It on my way over.
I mean, I on it like truly it's I like probably my most common search, and obviously if someone has a really wild weird search, they're not gonna throw it out there unless they're kind of wild and weird. But my I feel like mine's pretty vanilla. I like athlete girls like
oh,
that,
interesting.
That. So like I also like I'm not trying to brag, but I'm not like that into. Like, I don't jerk off to porn. Like, I definitely have tried it and done it, but I've found it, at my advanced age, like, it's just not as satisfying. It's just, like, shutting my eyes and imagining something. And so, I don't spend as much time on Pornhub as I used to. But there was a time when I was kind of looking for, like, muscle girls and that kind of thing. I don't know.
I like that you're like, I don't masturbate to it, but I do watch it.
I'll watch it out of curiosity, but it's not, I'm not actually like trying to like spank it to it.
Interesting. That isn't a shameful one. Yeah. See, again, this is what would happen is I would be like, oh, this. And then,
yeah, and then
like,
I give like,
this.
Oh, I just like committed relationship
two people
porn.
In love. I'm like, oh, get out of here. I know that was my most vanilla search. Let me tell you. No.
let me read. This is J-Hops, okay? Excuse me. I was asking, J-Hops he used to drive a cab for Radio Cab, and he has texted the show for years because he drove the night shift, and he was often just starting his shift as this show was coming on the air. And he's always been someone we've loved his text messages. And so recently we learned that he was retiring from being a cab driver for Radio Cab, and I was asking him what he was doing and what spurred the retirement. And so this is the letter that I guess that he posted. It said, well, I'm now working a humble day shift job, working as a courier for a lab. It's a good job and a safe landing after a couple of fairly anemic years of the taxi business. Getting used to working on the day shift after working until 6 in the morning is kind of a trip. I bristle at the term retired. This is just a career change. The main reason for the end of my career was that the taxi I owned had finally died. Since business had gotten so awful over the last 10 years, and especially so over the last 2, it didn't make sense to get another loan and buy a new vehicle. Moreover, the ending between the radio cab company and I was fairly acrimonious. I'm not interested in getting into any details about that, but it was definitely a motivator for not continuing. And then he sent, I think these are, so J-Hops also is a photographer, and I really love his photographs. He's on Instagram at Photographer of the Milky Way, I think is what it's, what it is. And then he said, I certainly had a number of regular customers who contacted me directly, and I sorely miss those people. They were like family to me. Also, my night shift street photography project, has also ended. It was just about done anyway, and I set up an online gallery to showcase most of it. Here's the link. On another subject, this affair of Emily's is very cinematic. Someone's going to listen to this and make a movie.
Put me in it.
Yeah. So his portfolio, I guess I don't, it's, it's John W. Hopkins is his portfolio, and he took, I didn't know he was a photographer. He'd been texting the show for years. And then he came by one night and he had his camera and he took some pictures, of like the people that were on the show. And then he came by one night when I had a black eye and he took a picture of me, and it's like one of my favorite pictures of me. I'm just looking at his pictures now. So would you take pictures of your, it looks like you would take pictures of the people that rode in your cab sometimes. They're great. I really think he's a good photographer. I hope that's what you're going to do, is like you'll do this courier job, but you'll also just keep taking pictures. And it does seem like you're really good at taking pictures at night for some reason. Do you want to look at his pictures, Emily?
I've definitely looked at them. I liked the, what's it called? The photo that you posted where it's like the reflection of him in the window. The one that was with the post.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm very impressed by your photography.
Okay. Denver Dan says, I write Gold Gay in my search. Oh, that's what he writes in his porn search, Gold Gay. Maybe you get Gold Gay comes up in it. I'm trying to think if there's like, you know, like everybody, you have those like really like weird scenarios that you know. Denver Dan one time asked me, a long time ago I published a book, and I was doing a reading at a bookstore, and like I had did the reading, and there was people there, and then I was doing like Q&A in the audience, and Denver Dan was in the audience, and he raised his hand, and he asked, if you had to choose one animal to have sex with, what animal would it be?
What was your answer?
And I thought about, and I chose dolphin.
Why?
Because it's like somewhat close. It's so sleek, you know.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Close
it just seems
to a
really
human.
Smooth. I can see that.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I want to have sex with a dolphin, but if I had to have sex with one, a different species, that would be the one I would choose.
Yeah.
What would you choose?
I don't know. A baboon. No.
I know. It's like, the answer is like kind of revealing though.
I don't know.
You had to have sex with
so true. I can't imagine sitting at a book reading and hearing someone ask that question. Incredible. Uh-huh. That was very funny.
It was a good question.
Yeah.
Denver, you wrote, or Columbia rowing, which is like, it's a joke, as my daughter is a rower for Columbia. So that's the joke there. Very funny. Very funny.
He's the bad kind of pervert. That's what Denver is.
No. Okay. This is a text. This is the joke writer. Who is this texter? Do you identify yourself? This is trying to think of who this person is. Oh, it's Tall Tim. I'm sorry. It was Tall Tim. Sorry. I lost track of who it was. Okay. Tall Tim says, okay, we have to talk B-ball. First, the Clippers knew they were screwed and got rid of Harden, Leonard, and Zubac to get younger players and plenty of draft picks. So they aren't really that screwed because they weren't going to win anyway. That's a good point. That do you know this story? Like, do you know what we're talking about here? Emily's totally befuddled by this.
My brain just shut off.
So the Los Angeles Clippers are they recruited this star player to play for them, and you have a salary cap. You're only allowed to pay so much money to all of your players, and they circumvented that by giving this player like a consultancy job. Like they got these corporations to basically pay him $10 million to do nothing. And that was how they paid him extra to play on their team. And now there have been, the NBA discovered that. And so now they are punishing them. And this Tall Tim is saying that the Clippers knew that they were screwed, and that's why they made these moves to get rid of their older players and get younger players, because their punishment was that now they're not allowed to draft young players.
Interesting.
That may be true, but I'm not sure they knew that they were going to be as screwed as they actually got. The big penalty is 5 years with no first round draft picks, which is a huge penalty for a team. And I don't know. I've been trying to understand it, but apparently this is getting really deep in the weeds, but I'm just talking to you right now, Tall Tim. The Zubac trade, like, is a really bad trade because when they traded Zubac, they got a draft pick, a first round draft pick from the Pacers, which got taken away from them by this punishment. So I don't think they did know that they were going to get so screwed, because they basically gave Zubac away for nothing. Like, they got another, a rookie along with that. But the main thing that they got for trading Zubac, who was there, was a really good player as a big center, was this 2029 draft pick from the Pacers, which just got taken away from them. So I don't think they knew exactly how hard that penalty was going to be, but that's a good point. The other thing Tall Tim says is, next, with adding Dame and a very motivated Ja, I can't imagine we are going to win. We are going to only win a few more games. The argument is the defense won't be as good, but the regular season is all about scoring, and we have plenty of good defenders to guard the stars. Well, I hope you're right about that. I don't know what is going on with having, the Ja Morant trade totally like confused me. And I'm worried about it. I didn't think it was a good move for the Blazers. I love that Damian Lillard is on the Blazers. I just think he and Ja Morant are like kind of a similar type of player. Like, they're, first of all, they're both getting older and they need the ball in their hands a lot, and they're not good defenders. Like, I'm sorry. I love Damian Lillard. He's not a good defender, and I don't think Ja is very good either. So you can't have them on the floor at the same time. I don't think you can, all the defense in the world can cover for having two guys who aren't good defenders. So that's my, that's my counterpoint to both of your things, but I look forward to seeing what happens. Okay. Denver Dan says, Dolphins and athletic women are similar searches.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see the through line there. Both smooth.
Yeah.
Why are they smooth? I don't know.
I went through this phase where I was looking for, like, I would go through, like, different sport. Like, I would look for, like, track stars, like, track star porn, and then it would be, like, you know.
I was always scared people were just searching, like, simple phrases. I'm like, ah, yeah. This is why you didn't feel shame.
I wasn't really ashamed, and I still think it's kind of hot, like, athletic women having, like, the scenario would be, like, you know, that I would be, like, some, they, it would be as an athlete, like she would just finish doing the hurdles and then she'd go have sex on but it, she would look like she was a, yeah. But I generally like porn that is not like two actors pretending to be people.
Yeah.
I like it that it's like actually real people and they're randomly having sex.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That to me is way hotter than like people pretending to
the produced stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
My parents had this porn, this one tape. It wasn't them. It was like in their bedroom that my older brother and I found, which is like, you know, cause you just, your parents leave and
right,
then you
right.
go through all your parents' belongings. They had one tape that was called Triple X Bonanza. It was like and it had like three segments.
Triple X Bonanza.
And like, it was like a woman masturbating in a bathtub, and then it was an office scene that was like maybe two men and a woman. It was like in an office and it was like over a big desk, you know?
Right.
And then it was like a pizza party. You know, that was the last scene. But that office one just like that, it just changed my brain. I was like, oh my God, of course. Then like, you know, as like a 9 year old being like,
So you discovered this, like it was a VHS tape.
We found the VHS. in their thing. And they had like a small little TV in their bedroom that
and
was like.
Your parents are British, right?
British,
like, do they have British accents?
Yes.
So they're like, jolly good. Let's put on the porn tonight. The triple X bonanza.
I can't imagine. Once I remember, because we would like, I would like, you know, then of course my brother and I found it and we're all both separately. Like, who gets first, like, going and watching it, and it would be like, oh no, someone didn't rewind it back to the spot. And then you'd be like, did our parents watch
you, it? You would watch it separate? Like, you wouldn't watch it together?
We would, the first time, we did with, like, uh-huh. the neighbor kid, obviously, we invited him over.
Was it weird knowing that it was your parents' porn? Like was the fascination, like, imagining your parents watching this, or
no.
were you just into the watching
I
the porn?
Think it was more like fascinated uh-huh. by it. I think I was like, what is this feeling in my body? But like, uh-huh. my parents are British. Sex was like a very different
triple
thing
X
in my
bonanza.
House. I recently said something to my mom about porn because my mom and I are like very close and she's kind of whatever. Like she is, she knows I tell a joke about the AI thing, the videos of me uh-huh. having sex, and she's,
okay.
I was like, people ask me for them after shows sometimes. I was like, should that be my merch? And she
ask
was like, don't
for,
do
for
this to us. Don't do this. Don't embarrass us.
That's a good idea.
I know.
You
I was like, whatever.
Really,
I don't care.
Do
I can
well
make some
that.
Money. A little like, I'll be a little creepy about it at the end. I'll be like, if you want one of those videos, find me in the dark corner.
On Telegram. Be like,
yeah.
here, I'll give
on
out your Telegram.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
I'll be like, I've got Telegram.
Videos.
Uh-huh. But not with my actual number. it's connected to a different number. Yeah. But the office thing. That's what I also, yeah, that's a good one.
What was the office?
Like an thing? Office, that's like a good sex search, I think.
Oh,
porn search.
Porn in the office?
Yeah. Although, yeah. I tried to have sex in the office once on a round desk. It had round corners and the chairs had wheels on the bottom. And it was uh-huh. very disappointing. It did not work out, so. My fantasy was ruined.
What younger listeners don't realize, and I know that I feel like I've learned recently that our audience skews heavily Gen X. You're like, I don't feel like you're younger than Gen X though. You're not,
yes.
you don't.
I'm 39.
You're like, what do you consider? You're
I'm a millennial.
I'm
very much a millennial.
You're a millennial.
Yes.
Okay. So I like that we're not only Gen X on this show, yeah. But I guess millennials know this experience too, is like, porn was not always just like delivered to you on your phone. Like it used to be when I was a kid, when I first was a kid, the only way to see porn was to go to a movie theater and see it in a movie. And then VHS came out. And so I wasn't a porn consumer at that point, but
yeah.
VHS came out but you still had to go and rent it from a video store. That was when I started being a porn consumer in my teenage years, was you could go rent porn from a video store, but that's still kind of a weird interaction. Then you had to go return it. And,
yeah.
And so I remember some friends of mine and I, when we were in high school, rented this movie, Nasty News Hounds.
What's the plot?
It was like, I don't know why that was the movie we chose, but like we referenced it for years, Nasty News Hounds. It was like journalists, like, you know, uncovering some scoop and then having sex. They
I
were
love
nasty
that.
News
That's
hounds.
So specific. Yeah. I feel like for anyone to be like, you know what?
Nasty
After
News
they
hounds.
Do the news.
It was like there was this one woman who was like, she was really ambitious and she just like would sleep her way to get the story. But, you know, we basically just fast forwarded to the sex scenes like
yeah.
that. But, you know, it's changed everything now that porn is delivered through the internet. Like, it's made it so different. Like, it's so less special.
Yeah, you can have, like, a lot more interest that way, too, right? Because when you just have tapes, you're like, I do really like these three segments of my
yeah.
one tape.
Yeah.
Versus... Uh-huh. You know, you can just watch anything you want. In a way where sometimes I'm just like so disgusted by myself. I'll literally just be like, what are you doing? Why are you still doing this?
It's too much. It
yeah.
is. It's too much. I'm glad I wasn't a teenager in the age of internet porn, because I definitely would have jerked off to porn as a teenager.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you get to be my age, you don't, porn, jerking off to porn isn't as interesting.
Just a waste.
Yeah. Gold Gay says, I found my parents The Joy of Sex book when I was around 10. Nothing like jerking off to black and white sketch art porn. Yeah, like that's what it was like back in the days. Like, it didn't take much. Like, a drawing would be, you could do that. It was so, yeah. Okay. Hot Dog is texting in. good to hear from you, Hot Dog. We haven't heard from you in a while. Excuse me. Paradise Tax is playing Squirrel's Party on Sunday. Definitely taking a mushy and going skiing Labor Day weekend. I like that. So Paradise Tax is playing Squirrel's Party on Sunday. Paradise Tax is playing Squirrel's. Do you know? I don't know what Squirrel's Party is. Is that a venue? Is that a festival or something? But definitely taking a mushy and going skiing means taking mushrooms and doing cocaine, I think, is skiing.
I thought you were going to go skiing and take mushrooms, but that.
Yeah. Or maybe you are going skiing, actually. Maybe you are actually going skiing. I've heard people say skiing is like it's snow, you know, so it's like, but now I'm thinking maybe you actually are going skiing. Where are you going skiing, though? Like, I guess there's snow on Mount Hood now, but,
I feel like you might have been right the first time. I just felt like it was a lot of mixing of drugs.
Yeah. Okay, I want to play some music because I don't want to forget. We're almost at the end of the show. It's been such a fun show. We're getting close to the end, and there's like this festival that I wanted to like sort of shout out. It's the Felony Flats. It's called Wow, what is it? What is the name of this? Punk Rock Mini Bikes Maven. It's like punk rock mini bikes. It's like mini bikes, bands, hot dogs. September 6th. There's it's a lot of punk bands that are playing. I'm trying to find. Well, I'll just shout it out. It's Latter Day Skanks, All Out, Flightless Birds, Atomic Rust, Regenerate Letters, Bad Channels, Transpanic, Bad Move. Okay, it's at Felony Flats, Flying 15 Motorcycle Club. This is like you know this is this. It's at Southeast 72nd and Fur, huh? Anyways, it looks like a cool thing. I didn't really shout it out very well, but it was a friend of mine sent me that flyer, and I wanted to talk about it because it looks like a good time this weekend. Okay, Pizza Johnny said that he searches for gymnast and flexible are good search terms. Yeah, flexible, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Tall Tim, we were talking about Ja Morant. And he says, Ja is 10 years younger than Dame. Dame can easily play off ball because of his shooting. The thing to consider with point guards is playing poor defense is that they spend so much energy running the show, they don't have enough left on the defensive side. Let's see what they do with more sharing of the load. Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I feel like, yes, Dame can play off ball, but like, usually, like, an off-ball guard in this league now they're usually a lot bigger, and the off-ball guards are usually the good defenders. Like they're the ones who usually guard the point guards. That's what you do. Is like an NBA team can have one guy who isn't a very good defender, like Jalen Brunson or Ja Morant or Damian Lillard, and you sort of hide that one player, and you have a really good defender being the off-ball guard. But I don't know how you do it when you have two of those guys. Like you need that sort of lockdown guard. You need someone. You need to have those guards need to be able to stop the momentum in some way. So if you have Ja and Dame on the court at the same time, I feel like that's a really weak defensive. But we'll see. We shall see, won't we? Anyways, this is a text from who is this? Oh, Tater Toss. Tater Tot said, how did you learn about the skew in listenership towards Gen X? X-Ray got big data? Getting in late. It's Tater Tot. I get made fun of for participating in this unique parasocial analog activity. We do not have any data on our listenership from X-Ray at all. I am basing that solely on the people who text in and people who come up to me and say they've listened to the show.
I realize but I also think it's a commonality of people in Gen X that we like things like that are a little more analog, like a text in radio show or a call in show or something. It fits our kind of like mentality, how we grew up. So I feel like that's why the listenership skews Gen X, but I don't know that. I mean, I would love to find out that there's a lot of younger listeners or older listeners too, even. How do you get older than Gen X is boomers?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. I mean, what, so as a millennial, do you feel like this show, does it bring up like old memories for you or anything? Or like what, or do you feel like this is like you're participating in something?
I feel like it's just, just normal.
It's just a radio show.
But I also mean the radio, I like called into the radio, you know, to just,
so yeah, that's what I meant. Did you listen to talk radio as a kid and stuff?
Like my friend's parents did, but podcasts are the radio. They're just on the internet. Like, I think it's so weird that we act like it is, like, I used to listen to This American Life before Serial came out when it was just online.
Yeah.
That is the radio, you know?
It's true, but the, like, live, like, interactive radio, which was a specific kind of radio, was, podcasts don't do that, and it's the live radio, like, talk radio was a thing for, you know, especially in the 80s and 90s. And I that's what I grew up listening to, a lot of talk radio. So I love this kind of format. I really like, but, that's all.
I just wonder if people don't listen to, like, X-Ray is specific to listen to.
Yeah.
And so, but I feel like people listen, I know people who have shows on X-Ray.
I don't think X-Ray is Gen X.
Yeah.
So I just think maybe the show has I hope that not all of the listeners are, but I think Gen X people in particular are like, I can relate to this show because it reminds me of what I grew up on. Maybe millennials like you too.
Yeah.
It in that way. Or I don't know. I have no idea. I don't actually have any data on who. I have no idea whether there are 10 people listening or 3 people listen. I know there's like the number of people that are texting in, but I don't know any more than that.
Yeah.
So that's why I really do appreciate people texting into the show. I also, I forgot to play this. Let me just play this. I forgot to play it.
X-Ray FM is proudly supported by our friends at the Portland Mercury. The current City Guide issue is available at over 500 locations in the PDX metro area and everywhere online at portlandmercury.com.
That's right, Portland Mercury. So I just wanted to say that. This is Tater Tots says, I cannot believe how many people think it's weird to stream live radio. There is not much on terrestrial depending where you are, but you can stream anything. Great college stations. Live radio for life. Yeah, it's true. I mean, now people, you can... It's just like, the internet has changed everything about the way we consume this, like, radio culture, because now you can listen to a radio station in, like, Madison, Wisconsin, or Portugal, or wherever. You can just tune in. So, but it used to be that the whole kind of point of, like, the college radio station was it was, like, this local thing that you could only, you know, it just broadcast to this small area. And that doesn't happen now, which is, has like good pluses and minuses, I guess. Like now this, like we have, you know, there's people, AP is listening to this show in Bangkok right now, or maybe he's stopped listening, but Denver Dan's listening in Denver, you know, but I'd like to think of this as more of a localized show in Portland, you know,
I like it. I think that there's just so much on the internet. It's nice that it's like simple. Do you know what I mean? Like it's cool that I feel like if more people realized it was happening, they would listen. Younger people. That's what I'm trying to say. Your younger audience is out there. You just gotta find them.
There was this group of people that like these high school kids that used to listen to this show. They called themselves the Calculus Babies, and they would be driving around doing their calculus homework in a car while they listened to the show, and then they would stop and they would light things on fire and take pictures of them, like just objects, and they would light them on fire and then take pictures of them. And then I met them. They came in, and but they've now they've grown up and stopped.
Did they light
to
the thing
show.
Up on fire when you saw them?
No, but they stole like
a
Sasquatch. Like they stole like a big sign from Burgerville and brought it over. They were really funny. That it was great to see. I don't know what happened to them. There's a lot of people that just kind of drifted away, but not AP. He stuck with his show forever. And Goldgay, still texting in. Pizza Johnny. Tall Tim says, I think I'm Gen A, because when people see me, they say, fucking A. You just got me to totally curse without even, F and A. Excuse me.
It's kind of nice that you did it because I was like, oh, I feel bad when I say it on here.
I wasn't, you just got me. Like, I just wasn't really paying attention. I just read it. It said, radio is yours, text Tater Tots. I do believe in that. I believe in the X-ray, and I believe in the awesomeness of just live radio. And what I like about doing this show is that, I don't work very hard to promote it or anything. I just do it, and it feels very like, I think that's what keeps it like fun for me, is that I don't have this ambition to, I actually would love it if like, you know, it became something that lots and lots of people listen to, but I don't work very hard to make that happen. And I think that helps me. It just keeps me satisfied with what it is. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's become like sort of a regular thing for me. Like I'll do it when I was in Vermont last week. I did it from midnight to 2 a.m. Like it's enjoyable to me.
Yeah.
It makes it enjoyable.
I like that you don't have like an agenda with it.
I don't.
Like I think that
I'm
is what's
to,
fun and
I'm
kind of
to
nice about it.
Change everyone's mind.
You know, like it's not like it did. I don't know. I think. I mean, you have a good radio voice too. You do kind of sound like you could like exist in a movie as like the guy on the radio.
That's good. That's good to hear.
So I think it's like all of those things. Yeah, it's nice. Uh-huh. I like it.
Well, now that we've reviewed the show.
5 stars.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you to everyone who's been texting. And let me check our Instagram messages to see if any more of those have come in. Okay. Wait, AP has been sending lots of, AP started the whole discussion about, porn stuff. AP says, says, thanks, Denver Dan. My next search is Columbia Rowing. Denver Dan, if you're still listening, you'll find that funny. Okay. Then AP writes, Gooning on YouTube is also recommended. Also love X, Twitter, and Reddit as gooning platforms. Arthur, I recommend Rhythmic Gymnasts. I miss the days of the lingerie section of Sears catalogs. Yeah, people used to like, they used to, you know, get just, it was so hard to find porn that like a bathing suit in a catalog was like exciting. I don't know. I haven't really looked at, I've heard there is porn on Reddit and Twitter. When you say gooning, this is like have you heard about gooning?
Yeah,
like,
we've talked about it on here.
We've already talked about this. Gooning.
Just like prolonging masturbating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like this whole phenomenon that I feel like has happened to like young men. They like, and I don't know, it's like gooning that didn't exist.
There just wasn't a name for it though, right? I feel like I was like, oh, this word is just how I've been
it's
living
always
my life forever.
But what is,
like, I don't want this to end. I'll just stop it. I'll just keep it going. Yeah.
Gooning. Right? It's such a funny word. It's such a like weird word, and I still don't fully understand what it, like gooning is like you're masturbating, but you're not.
You're like stopping yourself.
You just keep it going.
Like you're like, I got it. I just want to, yeah.
You don't reach the climax. Yeah. You just keep, because it's like the act of gooning. And then you're just, look, because.
Is that not what everyone's doing? Like, I was like, oh, yeah, this is what we're
we're doing. There's been a word to doing. It. It's existed as long as time has. I feel like even when I was like humping pillows as a kid, I was like gooning. You know, I was like, I don't want it to end.
All right. This show has now reached an end. Okay. We are at that. So stay tuned for Beats, Bass, and Beyond. And we'll be back with a live show from Slingshot Lounge next week. Denver Dan says there is a vintage porn website with triple X bonanza.
Is this real?
Just search for it and call your brother. TubePornClassics.com.
I've been looking for this for so long.
Okay. Pizza John, I don't know if this is going to make it over. I'm going to read it. You guys have it all wrong, and you sound like old people. You're talking about edging. Gooning is just a lifestyle of spending all day looking at porn and only thinking about masturbating. Okay.
I'm also doing that.
Okay. Thank you to everyone who has texted in. This has been a fun show. Stay tuned for Beats, Bass, and Beyond. And, yeah, keep on gooning. Keep up the gooning lifestyle. Bye.